Is British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on the cusp of delivering a Brexit deal and securing his political future? Well, overnight, the British leader says he successfully cooked up a deal with the EU, a revised withdrawal agreement designed to smooth the UK's path to the exit door at the end of this month. Now it's up to the British Parliament to pass the agreement. But will British MPs unite to back the Brexit deal? I put that question to Philomena Murray, a Professor of Political Science at the University of Melbourne.
I think it's a great new deal for those who want the UK to leave the European Union. I think it's also a great deal for Boris Johnson himself, because he has managed to actually come to an agreement with the European Union where he's had to make some concessions, but which aren't going to be a hard Brexit and which aren't going to be a no deal. So for all of those reasons, it is looking good for him, at least on paper, till he presents it to the House of Commons.
So that is the next hurdle for him, is getting it through the House of Commons, and also
That's
the European
right.
Parliament needs to approve the deal also.
That's
is it likely
right.
to get
yes.
passed by both?
The European Parliament chief negotiator on Brexit, Guy Verhofstadt, who's a former Belgian prime minister, has said that he wants to examine it in some detail. The head of the influential Foreign Affairs Committee has said, Bernd Lange, has said that he has got grave concerns about it, but he's still willing to examine it. So there will be some challenges there. I think the major challenge, and the one that perhaps will attract most attention, will be in the House of Commons tomorrow. But it does need European Parliament ratification.
So in the House of Commons, the Democratic Unionist Party has said it cannot support the deal. That seems like a pretty big problem for Boris Johnson at this stage.
Well, that's right, because he's relied so heavily on just 10 people, 10 members of the Democratic Unionist Party from Northern Ireland. And of course, the 7 Sinn Féin MPs from Northern Ireland don't actually sit in the House of Commons, because since 1918, they have had a policy of abstention. So their voice is not actually being heard there. There's considerable debate about whether they should be actually sitting there, particularly on this issue. So really now, if the DUP remains in its current position, which is currently being discussed as intransigent, then he's going to have to rely on a number of other people. One of them is the group of the 21 Tory MPs that actually Boris Johnson expelled from the party for voting against his previous proposal. He's going to have to rely on about 17 members of the Labour Party who have said that they are in favour of Brexit and would possibly vote in favour of it, but we're not too sure if this is going to happen, or indeed whether it'll just be a smaller number of those. So really, the Liberal Democrats are going to vote against it, I would say, given their position that they think that, first of all, they're a Remain party, and secondly, that they would like to have a second referendum. So only one member of the Liberal Democrats has indicated that before he retires in the next election, he will vote in favour of this deal. So it's really going to be a numbers game. They need about 60 or 70 more votes.
As Boris Johnson heads towards the October 31 deadline for Brexit, can I get you to reflect on his own leadership? Will he remain Prime Minister?
Yeah, look, I think a lot depends on the group known as the European Research Group, which actually is the most hardline pro-Brexit group of MPs within the House of Commons, and it's in the Conservative Party. Look, there are some murmurings that they're not happy with it because it isn't a hard enough Brexit. But on the other hand, they see Boris Johnson as one of theirs, that he holds the same beliefs. It's almost like he's a true believer in that sense, that he has expressed views which are their views. He's put people like Priti Patel, one of their leaders, into his cabinet, a couple of others as well. So I think what you may see is that the ERG will support Boris Johnson on what we know now to keep his leadership. If Boris Johnson gets it through, it's going to be hard to challenge his leadership. If he gets it through, it's even going to be difficult for the Labour Party to say, OK, now we won't have a vote of no confidence in the government, because Boris Johnson could easily say, well, I've given the country what it wants. So, you know, this is going to be a challenge. So we may not see the general election quite as fast as we wanted, if it's on the terms that the Labour Party would like.
Professor Philomena Murray, thanks very much for joining The World Today.
You're very welcome.
And that was Philomena Murray, a professor of political science at the University of Melbourne.